Below him, the ant tripped again, this time on its own footpad. It fell forward against the slope, driving its claws into the sand almost to the shoulder joints. It struggled a bit, trying to pull itself out, but only shoved the mandibles deeper. For a moment it paused, staring at the holes it had made. It didn't seem to know what to do. Then it began to rock violently back and forth. Felix snorted disgustedly. It was about the worst thing it could have tried.
"But it'll work anyway, won't it, Ant?"
he asked.
"Because you're so fucking strong."
Felix smiled bitterly, without pleasure.
"Too dumb to get out of the shade, but oh, so strong. And so eager to get me, somehow."
Anyhow, that was another thing about them. Ants didn't care what it took to kill people. Bashing them to death, burning them with blasters, peeling them piece by frozen piece from their armor. They didn't care how. Ants would kill other ants to kill people. They would kill themselves to do it. And they didn't care how long it took, either. This ant would climb this slope as long as Felix stood atop it. It would climb and slide down and climb and fall down and climb and on, trying through this day and the next, until it had climbed the dune or had dragged it down around it grain by grain or starved to death trying. A robot. Less than a robot. Much less. Mindless. A wind-up toy. And yet, ants had tools. Elaborate, sophisticated tools. They made them, knew how to use them, and they had their hives, and they had their blasters, and...
"Hell," Felix cried aloud, "you've got space travel. Star travel, in fact. You attacked Earth."
He stared at it, shaking his head.
"Damn you anyway," he groaned,
impulsively kicking the sand at his feet. A small shower cascaded about the ant. A small patch struck one of the eyes and stuck there. The ant had managed to work free one of its claws. It used the curved edge to scrape the sand from its eyeball. It made a harsh, rasping sound. Felix shuddered and turned away. Command frequency sputtered.
"Felix?"
asked a voice he recognized as Colonel... what? Schoen?
"This is Felix," he replied.
"Felix, this is Schoen. Have you still got that ant?"
"Killing him now,"
he replied with relief, reaching for his rifle at last.
"No, no, no, don't kill it,"
cried the colonel.
"I told you not to."
Felix sighed, keyed the safety back on.
"So you did, colonel, but I thought that since you're..."
"Don't think, Felix. I'll tell you when."
Felix counted to 10.
"Felix?"
"Yes, colonel."
"You didn't kill it, did you?"
"No, colonel."
"Still got it then?"
"Colonel, there's no third way."
Yes, of course. All right, Felix. I have you on my hollows now. We'll be there shortly."
There was a pause.
"Felix, I want that ant.